This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Ukraine's president continues to express alarm over the potential of conflict with Russia following the seizure of three Ukrainian Navy boats and the capture of two dozen sailors.
Після інциденту, який відбувся в...
Петро Порошенко, in an interview, said he wants to ensure Ukrainian armed forces are able to repel an attack in case of a full-fledged invasion. He noted an increase in Russian forces, including tanks, along their shared border. Monday, Ukraine's parliament approved martial law for 30 days for regions that border Russia. 12 of 24 captured sailors appeared in court Tuesday and ordered into 2 months of pre-trial detention. One of them, Yuri Budzilo, cited a bilateral agreement that allows unimpeded passage of ships in the Sea of Azov. Russia insists the Ukrainian vessels illegally entered Russian territorial waters and ignored warnings to stop. The vessels were rammed, fired on, and seized. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
It's a dangerous escalation on the part of Russians' continued aggressive behavior against Ukraine. The United States continues to support Ukraine's territorial integrity.
She called on European allies to do more to help Ukraine, including better enforcement of existing sanctions on Russia. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he may not meet his Russian counterpart at the G20 summit over the incident. In Democratic Republic of Congo, where presidential election campaigning is underway, tens of thousands turned out in Kinshasa to welcome opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi Tuesday. Tshisekedi expressed optimism about victory December 23rd, predicting he and his running mate Vital Kamerhe could take 60% of the vote against the ticket that is backed by outgoing President Joseph Kabila. This is VOA News. President Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, met with reporters Tuesday to discuss the possibility of reaching an agreement with China's President Xi Jinping later this week at the G20 summit to reduce trade tensions.
In his view, there is a good possibility that a deal can be made, and that he is open to that. He is open to that.
Kudlow warned several conditions must first be met, including intellectual property theft, forced technology transfer, ownership of American companies doing business in China, high tariffs, non-tariff barriers, and cyber spying. A blast near a chemical plant in China's northeast Hubei province early Wednesday killed at least 22 people and injured many others. Scores of vehicles were set alight. State media said all fires have been extinguished. U.S. defense officials warning Russia not to interfere with the site of an alleged chemical weapons attack in the northern Syrian city Aleppo. Damascus accused rebels of sickening dozens of civilians Saturday using a toxic gas. Russia launched retaliatory airstrikes in response. A defense spokesman called on Moscow to secure the safety of inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons so that a fair and transparent investigation can be conducted. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch said local workers uncovered hundreds of bodies in mass graves near the northern Syrian city of Raqqa, where a U.S.-backed ground and air offensive drove Islamic State from its de facto capital a year ago. Sarah Kayali is with the rights group.
This local group, following the battle for ISIS, discovered 9 mass graves. We were able to visit at least 3 and, through satellite imagery, verify an additional 5.
She said the bodies must be preserved for possible war crimes trials. In a preliminary report released Wednesday, Indonesian investigators criticized Lion Air for allowing a Boeing 737 passenger plane, the report called not airworthy, to take off from Jakarta October 29 and crash in the Java Sea shortly after takeoff. No conclusions on the cause of the crash that killed all 189 on board were reached, but a faulty airspeed indicator is suspected, along with a lack of proper training. Gabon's President Ali Bongo is leaving Saudi Arabia, where he sought medical treatment after suffering a stroke. Will continue treatment in Morocco. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel and Chad will renew diplomatic ties cut in 1972 after Chadian President Idriss Deby's visit to the Jewish state. Mr. Netanyahu will reciprocate to a visit to the Central African country. U.S. stocks edged higher Tuesday with investors buoyed by comments from White House advisor Kudlow that the U.S. hopes to turn the page on trade tensions with China. The benchmark Dow Jones adding more than 100 points to close at 24,748. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.